Russian authorities say fire spread across 5,000 cubic meters in the town of Azov, with dozens of firefighters trying to tackle the blaze. It was the second wave of Ukrainian attacks on the Russian border region in the last 2 days. Ukrainian officials said the Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, successfully targeted 22 oil storage tanks. In remarks shared with Ukrainian media, the SBU made clear that it would continue to implement what it called drone sanctions against Russian oil refineries to, in its words, reduce the economic potential of the enemy. The SBU said the revenues had provided Russia, which it referred to as the aggressor, with resources for waging war against Ukraine. Yet Ukraine's actions, with the backing from the West, also follow exercises by Russia and its ally Belarus with tactical nuclear weapons. Tactical weapons are intended for battlefield use instead of strategic weapons designed to be fired across vast distances to wipe out enemy cities. However, experts say the destructive power of tactical nuclear weapons, while typically smaller than strategic weapons, is still comparable with atomic bombs used by the United States to destroy the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. In response, the NATO Western Military Alliance is modernizing its nuclear arsenal, suggests its outgoing Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
What we have seen over the last years and months is a dangerous nuclear rhetoric from the Russian side. We have seen that Russia has announced that they have deployed nuclear weapons to Belarus. We have also seen some more nuclear exercises from the Russian side. And we also have to bear in mind that we don't only face nuclear challenges from Russia, but also from China. And then we have the nuclear program of North Korea, and then the efforts by Iran. So for all these reasons, we have to be able to clearly communicate that our nuclear deterrent is effective.
However, with Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine threatening to escalate into a broader conflict, several countries have urged Kiev and Moscow to start peace talks. A peace summit in Switzerland over the weekend ended with most, but not all, countries signing a final declaration, as Ukraine insists on keeping all its territory, something Moscow refuses. With Jens Stoltenberg leaving as NATO Secretary General, it will be for his successor to manage the alliance through turbulent times. Acting Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte will likely be appointed as the next NATO chief, after Hungary suggested it had lifted its objections. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.